said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
my breath runs in a subtle rhythmic stream. It fills my members with a might divine. I have drunk the infinite like a giant's wine. Time is my drama or my pageant dream. Now are all my illumined cells. Joy is flaming scheme, and changed my thrilled and blanching nerves to fine channels of rapture, opal and hygiene. I line for the influx of the unknown and the supreme. I am no more a vassal of the flesh, a slave to nature and her laden rule. I am caught no more in the senses. Narrow mesh. My soul, unhorizonized, widens to measureless sight. My body is God's happy living tool. My spirit is a vast sun of deathless light. This is the short poem by Sri Aurobindo, where he is describing his transformation from sensual life to spiritual life. What he was before, a revolutionary, a patriot, and he went to jail and stayed there for a year or so and underwent spiritual transformation, and when he came out, he was no more interested in fighting. The struggle for freedom went straight to Pondicherry and settled there. He is writing, my breath runs in a subtle rhythmic stream. He is describing his experience of Kundalini. He is describing his experience of third body activation. He is describing his experience of pranic flow establishment. My breath runs in a subtle rhythmic streams. It fills my members with a might divine. I have drunk the infinite like a giant's wine. Time is my drama or my pageant's dream. With the breath work, pranayama, and other spiritual practices, he is saying that the channel is opened. The Sushumna Nadi is opened and the prana is flowing unobstructed through the channel Sushumna. Now are my illumined cells joy's flaming scheme. His cells of the body are filled with joy and changed my thrilled and blanching nerves to fine channels of rapture, opal and hyaline. The channels have become opal. Opal is a precious stone. Bright. For the influx of the unknown and the supreme. I am no more a vassal of the flesh. He says, I am no more slave to the flesh now. I have become the master. A slave to nature and her laden rule. I am caught no more in the senses' narrow flesh. I am free from the sense's prison. I am caught no more in the senses' narrow mesh. I am no more a vassal of the flesh. I am a slave to nature and her laden rule. My soul, unhorizonized, widens to measureless sight. The vision has become unlimited. My body is God's happy living tool. And you feel as if your body has become a divine container, a vessel, a tool in the hands of God. My spirit, my soul, is a vast sun of deathless light. You feel as if you are filled with unlimited light. A deep light, a light that makes you light, a light that gives you the realization that I don't need anything but light. The goal is higher consciousness, is to get rid of the slavery of senses, to destroy the state of imprisonment. Baba says, Swarajya Adhikari, you become master of yourself, self-sovereignty. Unless and until you become the master of flesh, unless and until you become the master of all your senses, how can you rule? Ruling power and controlling power and self-sovereignty That is what is needed. That what is the goal. And one of the biggest tool to reach this goal is to move from denser consumption to lighter consumption. The less is more. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, what you need? Your expenses are very less. Just 2 chapatis, nothing more than that. Your expenses are very less. You really do not need much. And when you resort to natural lifestyle, your expenses really come to minimal, as less as possible. The less you take, the more you become. The less you need, the more powerful you are. The freedom from want or desire leads you to become full of might and strength. Desire leads to wandering, expectations, and death. Want has many ramifications. The problem with cooked is that the problem with cooked is about more. You need more quantity. You are never satisfied with less quantity. You need more quantity. Second, more frequency. You need multiple times a day. It is not that you had your breakfast and that is done. You need more number of times. Third, more appetite. Your appetite increases. Fourth, more thirst. Your thirst increases because your food is filled with dressings, condiments, salt, spices, additives, preservatives, and deadly toxins. More sleep. When you eat cooked, you want to sleep more. More laziness, more sloth. More variety. You need lot of varieties. If the same breakfast is given to you in lunch and in dinner, people might become unhappy and enter into depression after a few days. They need variety. More heaviness. You feel heavy. Intestines are blocked and mind is clogged. You can't think with clarity. More discomfort at Amrit Vela, in Murli, and throughout the day. Nature's First Law. That's the book. Chapter 1. Author writes, raw food should be the only food eaten by human beings. Humanity's habit of eating cooked food must be abandoned once and for all, permanently. This is the absolute command of nature. Whosoever breaks this command will suffer. That might be the first human being, or the last, or the lowest. Any humankind. This is the absolute command of nature. The consumption of cooked food is the most unnatural savagery in the history of humankind. The most bitter cruelty. It is an atrocity no one seems to be aware of, and to which everybody falls an unconscious victim. What you eat deeply and radically affects the way you think, feel, and behave. It drastically affects the entire life process of planet Earth. No matter how strange the idea may seem to some, it is the absolute truth that humanity must accept. To most, the truth is stranger than fiction. If you want to know the secrets, you don't have to scan medical books, but you have to search the library of nature for facts. And the conclusions are three. Cooked food is addictive. Cooked food is self-destructive. And cooked food is poison. Unless and until you give up this, your system will not get rid of diseases. When the food is cooked over 118 degrees for 3 minutes or longer, the proteins get coagulated, sugars get caramelized, natural fibers have been broken down, which means that it takes longer to move through the intestinal tract. 30 to 50% vitamins and minerals have been destroyed, and 100% of the enzymes have been killed. Cooked food depletes our body's enzyme potential and drains the energy we need to maintain and repair our tissue and organ systems and shortens our lifespan. Dr. Virginia Vitrano writes, who contends that irritation from putting extremely hot food into the stomach can cause cancer. Heating any food destroys much of its vitamin, minerals, and protein content, and poisonous inorganic acids are formed. The all uncooked diet is most healthful also. Merlin Wilson of Hippocrates Institute writes, we should not cook our food. During this apparently harmless process, vital enzymes are destroyed, proteins coagulated, vitamins are destroyed, and the remainders changing into forms that are difficult for the body to utilize, pesticides are reconstructed into even more toxic compounds, valuable oxygen is lost, and free radicals are produced. According to Vitrakos Kulvinskas, nutrients lose as high as 80% or more. Dr. Francis Pottinger, he did an experiment on 900 cat. Over a period of 10 years, he fed test cats raw meat, and other cats he fed cooked meats. So half of the cats are fed raw meat and half are fed cooked. Cooked meat fed rats are irritable. They became more irritable, those who are fed cooked. The females were dangerous to handle, occasionally biting the keeper. The cooked fed cat suffered from pneumonia, empyema, diarrhea, osteomyelitis, cardiac lesions, hyperopnea, myopia, thyroid diseases, nephritis, orchitis, oophoritis, arthritis, and many other degenerative diseases. No cooked food is benign. Cooked food acts malignantly by exhausting your body's energies, inhibiting your healing, and decreasing your alertness, your efficiency, your productivity. Cooked food suppresses the immune system. The heat of cooking destroys vitamins, minerals, enzymes, nucleic acid, chlorophyll, damages fat, making them indigestible. The fatty matters become local irritant. The heat disorganizes the protein structure, leading to deficiency of some of the essential amino acids. Raw food has the best balance of water, nutrients, and fiber to meet your body's needs. Cooking causes the inorganic elements to enter the blood, circulate through the system, settle in the arteries and veins, and deadens the nerve. After cooking, the body loses its flexibility, and then you have to resort to yogasanas and exercise and gym. Was gym present in Satyuga? There's no need. It is when you need unnatural food, you need yogasanas, you need pranayama, and you need all other things to digest the food. If you don't do that, you will suffer. But in the golden age, all those things were not there, because you were eating the toxin-free food. You were eating the organic, the fresh, the natural, without processing, without condiments, without salt, without sugar. You don't need anything. There is no question of grains. The grains started, agriculture started from Copper Age. Study the history of agriculture. Not just Copper Age, maybe in the middle of the Copper Age. When the man came on the earth as a deity, he was an absolute Brahmacharian. Confluence Age is to become Brahmacharian. Satyug is to become Liquidarian. Treta is to become Fruitarian. Dwapar is to become vegetarian, non-vegetarian, and then further corruption down. But the man, when the man came on the planet Earth, he did not need anything except the breath of life. Then he resorted to rainwater. Then he resorted to fruits. Then he resorted to juices. And the deterioration started. So there is no question of grains, there is no question of cereals. So when the Copper Age started, the first thing that introduced was non-veg food. Grains came much later than non-vegetarian food. The discovery of fire and the fall of man. There are two things that led to the fall of man. First, body consciousness. And second, consumption of cooked food. Let's go ahead. Raw foods are easily digested, requiring only 24 to 36 hours for transit time through the digestive tract, as compared to 40 to 100 hours for cooked food. Don't think that you have eaten samosa or kachori or... what is that? This. Tandoori. That is refined flour. That is a maida. That takes 48 hours, 50 hours, 100 hours maybe for digestion. It remains in the system. This increases the threat of putrefaction and diseases. The food you eat, it putrefies in the system. When you eat cooked carbohydrates, proteins and fats, you are eating numerous mutagenic, carcinogenic products caused by cooking. Dr. Karl Elmer experimented with top athletes in Germany, producing improvement in their performance by changing to purely raw food diet. Raw food provides you with more strength, more energy and more stamina. On raw food, mind will be clear. You will be more alert, think sharper and more logically. Raw food will not leave you with tired feeling after the meal. There is a tendency towards sleepiness after cooked food. Raw food requires less total sleep and achieve a more restful sleep. When you treat food with thermal fire, you lose about 90% of the water-soluble vitamins. We need only half the amount of proteins in the diet if raw food proteins are eaten rather than protein food which are cooked. Heating also changes the lipids. They change the fats into incorporated into cell wall and interfere with the respiration of the cell, causing an increase in cancer and heart diseases. After eating cooked food, the blood immediately shows an enormous increase in leukocytes, WBC count. The WBC are the first line of defense and are collectively popularly called the immune system. This spontaneous multiplication of WBC takes place in normal blood immediately after the introduction of any virulent infection or poison into the body, since the WBCs are the fighting organism of the blood. There is no multiplication of WBC when uncooked food is eaten. The constant daily fight against toxic effect of cooked food unnecessarily exhausts the body's system, strength and vitality, thus causing diseases and modern shortness of life. Next, quick cooked food easily ferment and putrefy in the intestinal tract. On the raw food diet, you will experience elimination of body's odor and halitosis. Your stools, they will not smell bad when you are on raw food. If somebody is told to smell their stool, nobody loves that. But when you are on 100% raw vegan diet, your stools don't smell bad. If you consult the ancient scriptures and sacred writing, you will read in Eden. Eden means Satyug. It is not written in Brahma Kumari's literature. This is outside literature. People did not eat cooked food with burning fire. In fact, Chinese literature, Egyptian, Indian, Hebrew accounts indicate that people were expelled from Satyug, from paradise. Why? Because they started using fire to cook food. That is the reason they were expelled from Satyug. Matthew Lesia, it is contended because he ate only raw food, lived to an old age. Next, in Bhagavad Gita, pious men eat what the intelligent forces of nature leave over them after the offering. But those ungodly cooking good food sin as they eat. In the essence gospel of that is describing what is sattvic diet. Bhagavad Gita describes sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, three types of diets. In the essence gospel of peace, a 3rd century Aramaic essence manuscript, where Jesus is described as saying, cook not your food with the fire of death, which is the fire that blazed outside you that is hotter than your blood. Cook only with the fire of life. There is no need to jazz up its flatness with unhealthy additives. The flavor-enhancing attitude can irritate the digestive system. Avoid all the harmful attitudes. Sugar, salt, pepper, spices, condiments, ketchups, mayonnaises, dressings, toppings. Condiments, they are indigestible. And they don't allow the things with which they are taken for them to get digested. Overcookedly, this is a book, Awakening Our Self-Healing Power. Mr. Arthur M. Baker, he writes, overly cooked food literally wreck our body. They deny needed nutrition to the system, since heat alters foodstuff such that they are partially or mostly or totally destroyed. Nutrients are coagulated, deaminized, caramelized and rendered inorganic and become toxic and pathogenic in the body. Professor Edmund writes, eat nothing, therefore, which are stronger fire than the fire of life has killed. Cook not, neither miss or thing one with another, lest your bowels becoming a steaming box. There is a book, Raw Vegan Bible. This book is written by the author. He is 80 year old. He is 100 year old. And he says that people say I am 25 year old. It's a very small book, 26 pages book. Everybody should read this book. Only 26 pages. Raw Vegan Bible, 26 pages book. But extremely powerful. Every chapter is so powerful. The author writes, I saw my grandfather died. And I started thinking why he died. And I realized at the age of 20, he died because he was eating cooked food. And I decided I will go for 100% raw vegan. An author writes, now I am 100 year old. I never took any medicine in my life. I never felt sick in my life. And people say I am 24, 25 year old. What he writes? You'll have to purchase this book. It's not free. Got it? But he gives the example of gorilla who is eating 100% raw. A raw vegan diet will all but guarantee that you will have glowing skin, boundless energy and strength like gorilla. Cooked food equals degenerative diseases. In fact, when you are pure enough on 100% raw vegan, you can even live forever. He's from America and he's describing SAD. SAD means Standard American Diet. SAD. SAD. That is a term used for Standard American Diet, which consists of pizza, burger, chicken, and all those things. He is brought up in that family. French fries and all that. So he took the decision at the age of 20. Meat kills, reversing diseases. Every disease can be reversed with raw vegan. If cooked has caused every diseases of the world, raw vegan can reverse all those diseases. But it depends on at what stage you are starting and how you are starting. And we will see some of the detox symptoms tomorrow. So, what is the perfect diet? He is giving more stress on green juices. He says the perfect raw vegan diet is nothing that consists of than the raw green juices. He says craving for nuts, seeds, starchy vegetable, fruits or any other raw food that are not green juice indicate that you have many stored up toxins in your system. When you are fully detoxified, you will no longer have any craving. When your body is free from all toxins, you don't feel hungry at all. No hunger. That is the state of mastery. No cravings at all. You are free from all the sensations of hunger. You are free from all the pangs of hunger. All the things associated with hunger like smell, appearance. No matter what food is in front of you, nothing tempts you. And one, you conquer hunger. You conquer everything. Celibacy becomes easy. The first and the direct attack of food control will be on sex lust. It will totally go away. It will get eliminated. It will not stay at all. It cannot. Celibacy will be a very short side effect. A very small side effect. One. Second would be freedom from diseases. No diseases. No cough, no cold, no fever. Third would be sleep would reduced. Next, your energy levels very high. Freedom from vices. So everything will come to you, hands down. Mind will become calm, pure. Clarity will increase. Creativity will increase. Temperature control. Too much cold and too much heat you will not feel. You will not feel thirsty much. But it's a journey and today is the third day. I hope everybody is following 100% raw vegan. Every day should be a day of test and mastery. Every day should find you ahead of yesterday and every tomorrow should find you ahead of today. Even if there is a fall, learn from it. Rather than resorting and becoming guilty, learn from it. No guilt consciousness. Every mistake, your last mistake is your greatest teacher. So there is only one food to be eaten. And that is 100% raw vegan. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature.
the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in 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 the woods, I feel I'm alive.